This is Anish Chauhan and this is Equilibrium Security. It's time to tackle your biggest cybersecurity challenges head on. Hello and welcome to our next episode of our podcast. Once again, we are joined by John Begley, who is Global CISO of a global travel retailer. Hello, John.
Hi, Anish. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here, John. So what's, like, in your role as a group CISO, what would you say is your biggest challenge if you were to pick one?
I think the biggest challenge for any CISO, I'm quite fortunate in my current role, but is the leadership alignment. So getting the messaging from the technical detail right the way through the management to make sure you get the buy-in across all layers of the business.
That's not an easy task, is it?
It's not. Not especially when you're dealing with something which can seem quite cloak and mirrors to a lot of people. The perception of cybersecurity is a load of people, the black hoods with, you know, frantically tapping at keyboards. And you've got to try and alleviate that to someone like, whether it's a finance person, whether it's the executive, to get them to spend their profit in investing in cybersecurity to make that business more secure. So it's not an easy challenge.
Yeah. And is the challenge coming from the fact that you've got they're very technical terms that you touched on, to something the board can tangibly appreciate? So you've said, like, you know, they've got to spend money. There's not necessarily return on investment. Although is that the challenge, translating the technical terms?
I think so. Return on investment's quite an interesting one when it comes to, you know, the cyber particularly, because, you know, if your business is unable to trade, because the staple of most businesses at the moment would be email, you know, you can't really. So if email's taken offline because you haven't taken cybersecurity seriously, then you could say that's a good return on investment. However, you're talking hypothetically.
You
can't say to the business, oh, because we bought this, we're not going to have a cyber incident now. That's why I think it's such a challenging topic to approach with those stakeholders in the business, purely because it's not tangible. So for instance, some things are really clear cut. You know, we invest X in this product or developing this service and we will get this amount of return. Cyber's not the same binary answer.
What are the key elements to that should be included when you're presenting this information to the board?
I think understanding what the message is and where this fits in. There's this interesting concept I use with the team and through many, most of my career really, and that's binary to board. Mm-hmm. So binary being the real technical level that, you know, the techies operate on a daily basis, and board being, you know, senior execs in the business. You need to articulate in a way that the really technical stuff, so for instance, multi-factor authentication and how that's coded into the business. Yeah. So that's second factor. You log into your emails, it sends you a text message, or you have to put a code in. That's the business. It's like, well, it could just be a load of, calling the phrase, nerds, just trying to hinder me trying to get to emails.
Yeah.
Well, no, the message to the board could be, look, if we implement multi-factor authentication, it could bring our insurance premiums down, it makes data more secure, or that right now, if someone's password's compromised, they can gain access to your email. So kind of tangible examples as to why it's important and map it back to that aligns with their business.
With the business strategy. How important is it to kind of tell a story? Because, you know, we often talk about how storytelling is a way in which to get, well, whatever concept you're trying to portray. How would you find storytelling in this, or how would you recommend an organisation, or an individual, sorry, in an organisation, uses storytelling to get their point across?
You definitely have to have a story to tell with whatever technical control you're putting in place. So, and again, using that scale, it may be something really technical, but how does that affect the journey story? Or the other word is probably maturity. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to show that over time, these small tactical, the binary elements that the security teams are putting on a daily basis is really helping the business mature in the cybersecurity space moving forward. The key thing to note is that's not a story that'll ever end.
Sure.
That story will always have new chapters that will just be added on. You know, you've closed one vulnerability, you've closed one risk within the business. There's the latest one, whether it's, you know, AI, whether it's a new attack vector.
Yeah.
I think that's the key message. Make them realise that it's not a story that's ever going to stop.
Yeah. And so far, we've talked about the technical individual who's responsible for the budget, maybe making their case to the board. So how would you say that someone prepares for this? I mean, presumably there's no course you can undertake to be better at presenting technical terms to a board. How does someone get better at this? How does someone prepare?
Understanding who's on the board, mm-hmm. actually, is probably one of the things you can do. They could be made up from pockets of people from different organisations that not necessarily targeted in the industry vertical you work in.
Yeah.
So that can help you understand, for instance, if you work for a retailer or a finance company, etc., mm-hmm. and there's someone on the board who works for a cybersecurity company,
yeah.
you can bet that person on the board is going to have some more detailed questions
for you.
So I think that's one way you can prepare.
Mm. Would you say you almost have to have like wider business acumen? Because most people who are in a technical position where they're trying to articulate these terms, they may have come from a purely technical background. Yes. And their emphasis hasn't been on business acumen and understanding the direction of a business. I guess that's an element that you really need to understand as well, don't you? As well as the technical capability.
Definitely. I think depth in your subject area and mm-hmm. a really clear and solid understanding. What you don't want to do is you need to build up trust and confidence in the board, both as an individual mm-hmm. and that your plan, you've thought through the eventualities to make sure you're not going to be in a position where that plan could fail. You've thought it through. So, but you're absolutely right. Breadth of understanding, you've thought about the financials, mm-hmm. you've thought about how this could incorporate into the wider business strategy is definitely essential.
So it sounds like, or up until now, all we've described is the technical person of responsibility articulating their agenda and their challenges to the board. But it's a two-way street, isn't it? So that person, that individual also needs to be able to interpret and accept the board's direction or the business's direction as a whole. What would you say, what's your take on that?
I think it's definitely key because what you don't want to be is there's a disconnect between what you've described to the board as a vision that kind of will have to be interwoven into where the business wants to go in the future. Because there'll be a business strategy that will take the business to where it wants to be and cybersecurity and information security will be interwoven into that to make sure it's secure and safe moving forward.
Yeah.
But I think that needs to be passed back to the team internally. And it's really quite a key message to make sure that the team understands why they're important, why they're significant in making this journey, how they're going to support the business on the journey.
Yeah, they're a key part of it, aren't they, ultimately?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about some really important points here, John. I think everything we've talked about is going to be really valuable. But to summarise, what would you say are the key takeaways?
I think conversation with the board should always be bi-directional. So make sure that you've had a good time with the team that are going to be implementing the technical side of it.
Yeah.
To make sure their challenges and what they're implementing is properly articulated to the board.
Right,
so you cover
everything. Yeah.
That's a bi-directional flow. The stuff from the board comes back down to all of the teams or into the teams. And make sure you have a story. I know I'm going to use your words here, but either a story or a strategy or whatever it may be, but just that they realise that cybersecurity isn't something that there's an end here. When you're updating them, whether it's quarterly, whether it's monthly, that this isn't just we're going to implement this tool and then cybersecurity is done. It's a constant maturity and resilience you're trying to build for the business.
Thanks, John. That's been really useful. I hope everyone's found it really useful. And I know I certainly did. Thanks a lot for tuning in for this episode.
Thank you for listening. Each episode, we're going to have industry experts sitting in our cyber hot seat, thrashing out your burning security issues. We'll have guest speakers and we'll get you the inside scoop from the cybersecurity frontline. So please do subscribe. See you next time.